Unit 9. International Markets. Track 16.
I asked you if free trade was always a good thing.
And I answered, in principle, yes, it is a good thing. It's beneficial to countries.
Why?
Countries which open their markets usually have a policy of deregulation. That's to say, they free their companies to compete in markets without government control or subsidies. Because of this, consumers in free trade areas are offered a wider range of high-quality products at lower prices. People in those areas can move to the most productive parts of the economy and get better jobs with higher wages or salaries, OK?
So why do so many countries protect their industries and not allow free markets?
I gave three reasons, if you remember. Firstly, some people say, why should we practice free trade if other nations compete unfairly? For example, dumping is fairly common in international trade. When companies dump goods in overseas markets, they sell goods at very low prices, usually for less than it costs the company to produce the goods. Companies can usually only do that when they are heavily subsidised by their governments. And secondly, many people believe that strategic industries must be protected. These are industries that are very important to the economy: steel, power, communications, and so on. In the United States, many Americans think that the steel industry should be protected against cheap imports from Brazil and other countries. If the US depends too much on foreign-made steel, they argue, this could be bad in a time of war. Finally, some say that in developing countries, industries need to be protected until they're strong enough to compete in world markets. This is the infant industry argument. Certain industries have to be protected until they can stand on their own feet, as it were. And my final point was that throughout the world, there is a trend towards liberalising trade and removing trade barriers. The most successful economies tend to have open markets, and most of their industries have been deregulated.